Hi, I'm Chanel, one of the journalists at Manx Radio. Welcome to the latest edition of Manx Radio Newscast.
My name is Jeroen Watts. I'm Chief Innovation Officer down at Composite Technology at Exo Technologies here on the Isle of Man.
Right. Now, Manx Utilities released its ecological report.
Yes.
I think, yeah. And there was some there was some stuff in the report that you had concerns about.
Yes. Let me first start that I'm in big favor of wind energy. It is a very clean and very efficient way of creating energy. Yet, just like medication, it has side effects. And the side effects I cannot see back in the report. One of these side effects, the first side effect is landfilling. So basically, the end of life of wind turbine blades still don't have a real end of life solution. There are some developments where you can recycle it, but the actual right expression is downcycling. So that means that you can make from these wind turbine blades, you degrade them, so you can recycle them, but the materials which after the recycle process are inferior, so you dump them in landfill anyway. It's inevitably goes in landfill. These are very toxic materials. I don't see that back in the report, and I think that's something we should raise questions. What do we do at the end of life with these turbine blades? We cannot bury them in our hills. They contain boric acids, they contain other bad materials, cobalt, salt, styrenes, BPAs, and so on. And we cannot put it as well at, at the neighbors. I'm not dumping my garbage at the neighbors as well. It's a very unethical thing to do. But one of the side effects, and that's something which popped up not long ago, is leading edge erosion. And leading edge erosion is mainly caused by rain or hail or Sahara sand, for example. When these blades, they spin, the speed of, although they look very slow when they rotate, they are really going quick. And one of the elements which is all in the public domain is leading edge erosion. It's a head breaker of the industry. It contains a lot of maintenance. And as well, apart from the maintenance, it's cost a lot of loss of energy. So these turbines, they lose their performance because the shape of these leading edge part of the blade is causing less performance of the blade. That's all clear. But when you dive a little bit deeper, because at a certain point I thought, okay, leading edge erosion. You see, if you Google it and you just look at leading edge erosion, you see a blade completely eroded. But what happens with these particles? And when you dive a little bit deeper, in fair honesty, nobody really knows. You see reports left and right. There's still no scientific proof. But let's go to the facts. One blade, when we talk about, the wind farm on the Isle of Man. So we take a wind turbine, with a diameter about 130 meters, which is basically what we want to do here onshore. One blade is about 60 tons, and 700 kilograms of this 60 tons is exposed to leading edge erosion. 62 kilograms per turbine contains nanoplastic, which is spread over our lands and reservoirs and sea. So that's about, if we do five wind turbines here, 310 kilograms per year of nanoplastics, which will be eaten by livestock, which ends in our reservoirs. If these figures are right, it's very likely. There's no still scientific report about it. There are some. But when you just bear in mind that in the resins of these turbines, so you have resins and fibers, it contains BPA, which is bisphenol A. And that's a scientific fact that 1 kilogram of this BPA can pollute 1 billion liter of water. That's pretty shocking. So to put that in perspective of the Isle of Man, put 1 kilogram in the reservoir of Ingebrek and it's polluted. Just 1 kilo. Furthermore, there are styrenes in it. There's cobalt salt in it. And in this 62 kilo per wind turbine, how much BPA in it, nobody actually knows. What I do know is that there's a lot of questions raised right now in the public domain by governments like the Netherlands, Germany, Norway. The Shetland Islands raises concern about especially this ecological topic. I think when you publish a report, you need to be open on the entire aspect of it. And although nobody really knows, it's something which, in my opinion, needs to be investigated. Because we cannot say in 25 years, well, you know, whoops, we have now people getting ill. If you see the effects of BPA, bisphenol A, on health, it's actually scary. And it's very likely that in the 62 kilograms per turbine, there is BPA content in it. That's very likely. How much? Nobody knows. I don't know. The industry doesn't know, or maybe does. I don't know. But it needs to be investigated before we take action. That's a thing for sure.
So are you saying, you know, even though it's the ecological survey, it's not as ecological as it could be or should be?
Well, I think in many aspects of sustainability, there's in sustainability, there's a good and a bad factor about it. The good factor is it's in fashion. Everybody talks about recycling, sustainability, reducing carbon. It's brilliant. It's actually where we have to go. You know, stop fossil fuels, all these kind of things, people getting more aware. And awareness is one thing, but turning awareness into concern, into action, these are steps to take. Because people can be aware about, for example, people are aware of climate change. And they think, well, I don't care because I'm lying on the beach with a pina colada and it's nice and warm. When people are getting aware of the fact, well, or getting concerned, then people can say, well, I'm aware of it. I'm getting actually really concerned about it. But there's a lot of smart people, professors and industries who will take care of it. That's the concern. But you need to go to action. The side effect of sustainability is you have something like called greenwashing. And greenwashing is to market your products, focusing on one element of sustainability, and don't talk about the side effects, and or say we are very green, and that's not always the case. For example, just like electric cars, name something like that. When we talk about batteries in electric cars, they have an ecological side effect. So something which is zero emission is not automatically sustainable, and that's for wind energy the same. Wind energy, undoubtedly, you have kinetic energy of wind, convert this kinetic energy into electricity. Brilliant. There's nothing bad about that. Yet the turbine blades, they are a concern. The glass fiber used in turbine blades contain, for example, boric acids, like I said, cobalt, basalt, bisphenol A, styrenes, and that has health threats. There are clearly hazards about it. And when nobody knows, then it becomes, well, the point is, when you do a survey and it comes out of this independent survey by specialists who look at this topic and say, well, you can easily put it on, there's no risk because there's no BPA or such a small content. But just bear in mind that BPA is already now, since February, it's in the ban in the EU. So that's mainly in packagings, which is related direct contact with food, that will be forbidden in Europe already. So we are getting more aware of the fact what BPA can cause. But there's not so much known about wind.
Interesting. Now, have you tried to maybe contact the company and find out about the side effects?
I've been in contact with some scientists about it. Some say A, some say B. Everybody is aware of the fact that there is BPA in it. How much we know how much BPA is in, which is in a turbine blade, everybody knows. But how much in the nanoplastics is BPA and sprinkled over, well, in offshore, for example, over the sea or here over farmlands or lands and reservoirs, that's not exactly known. But you need to bear in mind that nanoplastics are very light, very small particles, which can carry very far with wind. They can spread all over the island. We are basically not a very big island. We have in square kilometers, I think 582 square kilometers. So these nanoplastics, if it's 300 kilos a year, they can travel pretty far.
Now, as someone who focuses solely on sustainability, on recycling. I mean, you use nanoplastics and stuff like that. You know, is there another possible solution?
Yes. Well, this sounds then like a sales pitch, which is not. This is clearly not. We've invented a composite material which is circular in its element. That means you can recycle it, and at the end of recycling, you can make something completely new out of it, because it's just as strong after the recycle process. The materials are made from nature. It's natural materials. And what we do know is the resins we use in our technology is free of BPA, is free of cobalt salt, and the fibers are free of boric acids. So it is much cleaner. Furthermore, we are aware of the fact that the material is extremely impact resistant. So we did tests on body armor protection up to ballistic protection. We do projects for, sport protection. We will release that hopefully very quick. So basically what you can do is you make from the wind turbine blade a complete new wind turbine blade at the end of life. The leading edge erosion will be, it's likely, due to the impact resistant, that it can withstand rain, hail, when it stops bullets and everything. It's very likely that it can deal with rain. I say that it's not the sales pitch because for the onshore wind farm, we offer this technology as part of our ongoing support to the Isle of Man for free.
Right. So they are they're aware of this then?
Yes. Well, we are in contact with some people within government. To be fair honest, it's not going really quick. We offered it for free. And sometimes I think when you offer something for free, they think, cannot be good. Yeah. Well, we work with tier one big industry players who try it, adapt it, love it, and going to use it. So we're not so concerned about that. But I think it is a topic, whether they go with us, yes or no, that's not so much of an interest in that sense. We offer the solution for free, but I think when this project goes ahead, you need to give a real full scope of sustainability. The people should be aware, the taxpayers should be aware, the inhabitants of the island should be aware about eventual risk. And if there will be a report presented that they tested it externally, maybe a university in Denmark or Strathclyde in Scotland or whatever, who will do a very good survey and offer a report saying there's absolutely no health risk by putting the wind turbines on land. Well, that's actually what we all want, is it? Whether it's with or without our technology, that's something we all want. We don't want to come in 25 years that cancer rate's going up, or that that people get lameness or tiredness or fatigues or itches, or there's so many things related to lung, breast cancer, eyes, weakness, fatigue. I just made a whole list in front of me. It's almost scary. And when there is a report without our technology clearly saying there's absolutely no risk, you can go ahead, fine, because that's what we want. That's what we want. And if there might be a risk, then I'm very willing to open a discussion and use our technology. And as well, I repeat myself, we offer it for free, so it's not a sales pitch.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Little Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.